From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chapman.
I'm Madeline Brand.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
That from a ceremony this morning on the Mall in Washington, D.C. It commemorates an event 25 years ago, another ceremony. It was a groundbreaking for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
And Madeline, I was just in Washington, this on a pretty miserable day, rainy and cold, but I went out to the memorial to see that wall, and then I went to talk to someone who has a very strong connection to it.
There's a great expanse of green here on the Mall in Washington. 25 years this memorial has been here, and people still come to it all the time. 25 years ago, there was an administrator, a deputy secretary from the Veterans Administration, here for that groundbreaking ceremony. And now I'm going to see him to talk about the war remembered here and the one that's underway now in another place. His name is Chuck Hagel.
Senator Hagel, there is no glory in war, only suffering. Who said that?
I believe I said it 25 years ago at the groundbreaking of the Vietnam Veteran Memorial.
So 25 years later, what does that day mean to you and that moment, and what brought it about?
First, a general recognition that America should always differentiate between a war and the warriors who fought the war. Warriors have no say in wars that they fight and die in. In the case of Vietnam, there was a great misunderstanding about that issue, and unfortunately, during the Vietnam War, as Vietnam veterans would come back to the United States, these warriors would not only not be given any credit for serving their country, but in many cases were reviled and ridiculed. That was not only unjust and unfair, but it was truly un-American. Later on, there was a new sense in this country that that injustice needed to be repaired and needed to be addressed. Jan Scruggs was the individual who really not only sensed that, but did something about it.
He's the former infantryman who thought up the idea of a memorial for Vietnam veteran.
Jan Scruggs was a lowly Department of Labor employee who, as Jan likes to tell the story, was an Army corporal a number of times. Those who know the military will understand that point. Wounded. Had no national standing, had no national visibility, except the fact that he was just one of those who fought and was wounded and came back and was a good citizen. And his determination and drive in enlisting people and forcing people to listen to him and to help him was really what propelled the Vietnam Veteran Memorial to that day 25 years ago when we said all together, standing on that very cold, windy day in March of 1982, that we were going to build a memorial right here, and it would be the first memorial ever built in Washington with all private monies. There would be no government money. And 25 years later, we have a magnificent memorial to those 58,000 who gave their lives, as well as those who served. And it was built with private money. It is maintained to this day with private money. We are going to enhance it with an education center underground. And it was just one of those great American stories that Alex de Tocqueville wrote about in the 1830s.
What do you mean by that?
De Tocqueville wrote about American democracy, and he said that what was the most startling feature was how the citizenry will band together and right a wrong. They will not rely on government. They don't rely on institutions to get things done for them. They go do it. And that's why this interesting new country called America works. And I think the effort that drove the Vietnam Veteran Memorial was very clearly an example of what de Tocqueville was talking about.
People talk about brotherhood in combat, a band of brothers. You actually served in a military unit with your brother.
For 10 months, my brother and I served literally side by side in the same infantry squad.
Didn't you both see each other wounded?
We were each wounded twice together.
How does that experience then affect your view of the war that we're in now?
I saw the Vietnam War from the bottom up as a rifleman. So here we are today, and I have been one who has asked a lot of questions over the last 5 years about why do we need to employ our military in Iraq. We continue to put more military troops in. After 4 years, things are worse than they've ever been. The answer to Iraq is not going to be found with a military solution. This is a political accommodation that is going to have to be reached by the Iraqis. The military is important, but I fear that there is a gradual incrementalism here, not unlike what we saw in Vietnam. And what we do know from Vietnam is the deeper you get into a war and the more you escalate that involvement with more troops and more deaths and more commitment and more money, the more difficult it is to get out.
You were an infantryman. You are a senator. You told the Secretary of State that the administration was embarked on the worst foreign policy blunder since the war that you served in.
Mm-hmm.
But you voted against a Senate resolution to set a limit on American participation in that war. How do you make that kind of choice, and how do you explain it to people?
I didn't think that this resolution was the wise way to go to address the issues. Now, I'll have more to say about that, and I'll have other opportunities to vote on things that really, really do matter. And that's why I didn't vote for that resolution.
Senator Hagel, thank you.
Thank you.